Ricky.
And Scott, Maria, and Tim, we're bumping this up to emergency traffic. Right now, I've got a live shot. They're just now starting to let traffic get by on the right lane, but this is a crash and vehicle fire. By 15 after 4th South, closer to North Temple downtown. KSL traffic trooper Ed was there to give us details.
Three cars in a crash and one's on fire.
Right now, only the very far right lane, right shoulder is open. When we've got stop and go delays stacking back to about 2700 South. Southbound I-15 also seeing usual delays between the I-80-201 interchange to the point of the mountain. Lynn?
Meanwhile, out on 5600 West and Bangor Highway, both of those are slow southbound California Avenue down to 3500 South in both directions. And you've got some slowing on the Bangor further south from West Jordan down to about 90th South. And those surface streets on the south end are stacking up 90th on down to 123rd South as you head westbound I-15 to Redwood Road. And now it's starting to get slow around the point of the mountain into Utah County. And then it eases up after you get to Main Street and Lehigh. Northbound 15, some slowing through Pleasant Grove up to Pioneer Crossing. Mark?
Folks have sure found 215's north end where the traffic is awfully crowded now coming up from I-80, the West Belt, up towards Legacy Parkway. But on I-15, it looks like all of the mess downtown is sort of keeping northbound up into Davis County maybe a little lighter than normal. It is still heavy. Farmington, Highway 89 up to Layton Hills Mall, but it's not as bad as I've seen it. Highway 89 overflow delays up into Fruit Heights as well. Epic School Kids gives Utah K-5 students 5 free days of skiing at Park City. This free program is only available until May 30th. Visit epicschoolkids.com/Utah to register. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.